Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yo. Welcome to the NS9 postgame show powered by Permane Brothers. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, we have Tyler Sweeney. Man, this game sucked until we had that 13 seconds of excitement, and then it just sucked again.
I don't even know if I call that excitement. Like,
I mean, O'Neill Cruz hitting a baseball into the Allegheny is pretty freaking exciting.
I don't know. I found nothing exciting today. I find nothing exciting about this team, this offense, just this organization in general. Like, I guess, yeah, there's some exciting parts, and I'm speaking in hyperbole, but offensively, there is nothing exciting to discuss tonight. So instead, I'm going to rip the living hell out of them.
Let's go. Tyler, I know you're in the mood. Let's do it. Where do you want to start?
The fact that they're just not giving anybody any sandwiches is the first part. Like, you are depriving our audience of sandwiches.
Not only is the front office incompetent, but they hate their fans. Clearly.
Obviously.
Clearly, they hate you guys. We love you. I would give sandwiches all the time. But the Pirates hate you.
Yeah. Don't blame us. It's that team that plays on the North Shore. They are depriving you of a delicious sandwich, and now you have to pay for it. It's fine. I guess I'll pay for my sandwiches myself, but this team sucks. I had my little fun there for 15 seconds. This team sucks, DiNardo. This is embarrassing. Back to your question to me, where do we want to start?
Yeah, I don't know. Where do you want to start? How about this? Let's pause and start a little bit here and let you guys know about Bet Online. Because Bet Online is your number one source for all of your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, NHL playoffs, even the Pittsburgh Pirates, if you consider that a summer sport. At least, you know, with the latest stats, news, and scores available to you, follow your favorite teams. I guess the Pirates also are included in that. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, proper props and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device. Get in the action. Again, that is Bet Online, where the game starts. So, Tyler, where do you want to start?
I'll just make a general statement here, because 24 hours ago, we were on here with Alex Dump from MLB.com, and he made the comment, which we discussed a good bit on Twitter and everywhere else today, that ends up showing up on 93.7 The Fan without credit to us. But
I say, well, there's a lot of
that's besides the point,
huh?
Yeah, that's besides the point. But Alex last night mentioned that he thinks we're still a good bit ways away from Andy Haynes being fired. I don't want to blame Andy Haynes for everything, because at some point, players got to perform, and they are all just incredibly pathetic right now. I don't want to say they don't have talent, because I do think there's talent on this team. The players aren't performing, but at the end of the day here, It falls on the guy that's in charge of the hitting. We are at a point now, and we can discuss approach. We can discuss the aggressiveness, the non-aggressiveness, whatever it might be that everybody thinks the problem is. It's not working. It doesn't matter what we all think it is, but it's a results-oriented business. This is not working. How long does this have to go on before a head has to roll? I'm not out here advocating for people to get fired, but people get fired all the time.
But I am.
Oh, I'm super advocating for it because it's not working. I don't know how many times this team has to bang its head against the wall with Andy Haynes and this coaching staff, this organizational philosophy. We're in year five of this rebuild. It's not working. How many times does it have to be said? It hasn't worked in 5 years. It hasn't worked since the damn Moneyball era. What you're doing doesn't work. And even if you're teaching something else, you're not doing it well enough and they're not doing it. That's on you. You lose your job for that. If you or I are the boss somewhere and you continue to tell your employee do something different than they're doing and they're not doing it and their performance is not good, you end up getting fired because you're not a good manager of people. Apparently, according to that article, he is messaging not to be super patient and take pitches. And basically what we've seen to this point, that's not the messaging we're sending. Okay, well, that's what we're seeing. It's not happening. You got to go because of it. Plain and simple.
You know what this reminds me of? And I guess let's start here. If you've watched the shows that come out today, you know, and again, like last night with Stump on NS9 Live, like Stump and Ford on Ford Friday today, both of them said similar things in the sense of, Fort said it kind of indirectly, like, but when I asked him, who's the guy that's going to send this message? Like, why is that message not being sent? And when he says, who says it's not, right? And then Stump kind of said today, like, he's sending that message, like, stop being so passive, like, hit those balls over the heart of plate and such, right? Cool. So if the message is being sent, cool. But why can't message be received? And that's why I say, you know, this reminds me of, it's like Tyler Glasnow all over again. And the issues I had when I spoke on it at that point in time, we've spoken on it like a few times since then, but why is there always such a disconnect? Because like when Tyler Glasnow goes to Tampa and he says, well, it's basically what the Pirates were telling me. And everyone just like puts it on Glasnow. Right. And like, again, like you mentioned, like stuff is on players as well. But why is there always such a disconnect with leadership in the Pirates organization making that connection to their players to buy in, to do what's needed, to listen, right? Like, why does there seem to always be a disconnect? Back in, like, 13 with Hurdle, you could say it was there. Clearly it was here, mostly. A.J. Burnett didn't truly buy into a lot of stuff, but it was okay that A.J. didn't. He wasn't the most needed at that time to buy into it. But, like, there was a lot of connection. And again, that's why we talk about managers and such. And like what's really important. Maybe the X's and O's aren't as much, but that type of stuff is, right? And Hurdle dominated that level at that point of time. And it got stale. But there was a connection there. There was buy-in. And it just seems over and over and over again. We keep hearing where they're telling them to do this. They're telling them to do this. But yet the players can't do it.
I'm really glad you brought up Glasnow there because that's a really good point, DiDardo, because it's not just this tenure as well. It's a long-term issue with the Pirates where whatever the messaging is that they're sending out, like you said, there's a disconnect somewhere between organizational philosophy and the players where it's just you're not coaching it well enough at the end of the day. Plain and simple, if you're allowing it to happen, you're coaching poorly.
And that's on perspective. I get it. But as someone looking on it from the outside, it just makes me again question time and time again about true leadership.
You know what? It might actually be worse that the Pirates are basically saying, we're not telling them to do this. We believe in some other things as well and are pushing them another direction, and they're still doing it. That means you're even worse because they're not even listening to you. That might be worse.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, like, it's just, it's a really bad state right now. It is a really, really bad state.
Like, I'm sure some of you in here are Steelers fans. I get the same feeling right now that I did during the Steelers season with Matt Canada. I know you're a Dolphins fan, but Matt Canada was one of the worst offensive coordinator I've ever seen in my entire life. Everybody knew he was awful. And he just hung around. And it got to a point where you almost hoped they wouldn't score so he would be fired sooner. I felt like I was almost there tonight.
Yeah. There's just so many. I mean, we've been copping this like since last year, the Matt Canada stuff. And I absolutely understand it. I do. And I know there's people, you and I agree on this also. Like, I don't think firing him fixes the problem. But what I do believe is there is a problem. And like you are saying, he is in charge of what the problem is. And it just continues to be the status quo. And you know what? If you do believe in him, which is again is why you signed him on to continue to be your hitting coach even after last year, if there is something that you do believe in him for and you don't want to get rid of him, then so be it. That's your choice. You're running this business, you're running this organization, that's the choice you're making. But to still do nothing is what is bothering me still. And I understand, like, Yasmani Grandal came up today to option Henry Davis. So I guess that's the first domino. But, that's not enough to me. That is not enough. At least two things should have been done today. You have a Nick Gonzalez who's hot down there. You have a G1 Bay who's hot down there. Like, one of them should also be up. And someone else sent down. Like, a true message, a true shakeup has to be done. Not just, you know, here's one of our catchers.
Yeah, I agree. Like, Nick Gonzalez has to be here tomorrow. There's no reason for him not to be. At the very least, I don't know if he's going to help this team or not, but I know for a fact Jerry Triolo is not helping them whatsoever right now. Ride the hot bat and find out what you have. There's right. Just...
Because, be honest, as bad as Nick Gonzalez was last year, and as much as you might not believe that he is the real deal, at his worst last year is still better than some of the guys performing right now. So if he comes in and he is pathetic, that is still an upgrade. But at least maybe the hot bat plays in and he provides some type of spark. Or at least he comes in and people look around and say, you know, Jared's not here anymore. Maybe that's my fault. Or whoever it is.
And was it Alex last night that mentioned the Leland story?
Yeah. Right.
You got, and maybe that's what it takes. I'm going back to Andy Haynes. I'm sorry. If the players like him, maybe that's what it takes. Where you guys got him fired. I know you liked him. Your performance got him fired. Something has to happen. At some point, a shakeup has to occur because the status quo is getting you pretty close to 10 games under 500 in May.
When you're starting off 9-2.
Yeah.
In less than a month's time, that's how much you've regressed. It's pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic how bad they are. This isn't a cold streak. This is now the norm. The anomaly was the 9-2 start, right? That was the outlier this year. What the norm of this team is a terrible offense with a really strong starting pitching squad that does nothing because they keep teams the three runs. We can get to Martin Perez a little bit here as well. But like, three runs, it just seems time and time again, it's the scores are close. It's three runs. And you just felt, when they scored two, it felt like it was over, right? They got the one. It's like, damn, I even jokingly tweeted, this team has to score two runs today. I don't know. That's about what they're averaging, so it might be doable. Then when they scored that second run, it was like, okay, well, it's game over.
No, I'm with you. Honestly, they scored that first run, and I'm like, yeah, well, looks like we have no sandwiches tonight.
Tyler, who were the Pirates facing that they couldn't score one run off of?
The fact that we have just gone 14 minutes without talking about Cal Quantrill, a fellow that hasn't struck a guy out since Pony League Baseball. I don't know if he's missed a bat since high school. He is absolute dog water. Terrible. Shouldn't be on a major league roster. He is the equivalent of a 2020 Pirates starting pitcher. Terrible. And he struck out 9 Pirates tonight in 7 2/3. That's how bad this team is.
I didn't refer.
Didn't walk anybody for the team that takes 1,000 pitches a game. He struck out 9 hitters in 7 2/3, and this guy couldn't strike me out.
Tell us how you really feel.
I think I could go out there and throw a quality start against this team at this point. That's how bad they are. Actually, I'm that good.
He came in striking out 4.78 per 9. 4.78 per 9. That's not a strikeout pitcher, Tyler. That's not a strikeout pitcher. He was striking out 4.7, walking 3.9. I mean, he's almost walking the same amount of guys he's striking out. And he came in here, like you mentioned, struck out 9, walked 0. How many terrible pitchers is this team going to make look like a Cy Young candidate? I mean, again, when Jim and I were on Starbucks, we talked about the Oakland series could be a blessing, because if there's going to be something that could be a spark and a catalyst to turn this team around, it's the Oakland starting pitching. Like, it's so bad that maybe the Pirates can get a few hits and then they can build upon that. And that's what turns this season around. And they got swept. And now it's Cal Quantrill who comes into this.
I thought it would be me tonight.
I can't believe it was me of all people. I mean, I can. Sorry. It was Cal who came into PNC and did the same thing. That's how bad this is. This isn't like this team has faced some quality starting pitching. It's been the worst of the worst. And they can't score more than 2 runs if they're lucky enough to score 2 runs.
Cal Quantrill struck out 9 Pirates tonight, dude. He is so bad that when he was available last year, I didn't want him when the Pirates had 2 starting pitchers. That's right. How bad this guy is.
Right.
He is awful. And he struck him out 9 times and they let him go 7 2/3. What are we doing here?
You know, I'm pissing you for making me drop an F-bomb right now.
I don't know if this DK got out.
This is your fault, Ben. Hey, DiNardo, we don't do that here. Oh, man. Anyways.
That's where we're at. You're dropping F-bombs on the post-game show.
All right. Where do we want to go from here?
I mean, like, O'Neal Cruz homered, I guess. That was cool. Off a lefty. Like, that was a thing. Yeah. Kind of cut into how much I really wanted to rip him, but it really didn't.
It was really one of those things where it's like, I want to see him hit a home run. Like, I would prefer he hit a home run than didn't. But it also just makes this loss look like it wasn't as bad as it is. Like, oh, they just lost by, you know, 1 run. It was just 3-2. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. Just absolutely pathetic. You know, the second bright spot, O'Neal Cruz, obviously, because he hit the home run. And he had some hard hits today as well, on top of it, too. But also, the home run being against a lefty was pretty big. Also, 0-2 count, to say that as well. Because typically, and especially a lefty, he's done. He's walking to, he should have walked to the dugout when it's 0-2 because he was done, but he gets a home run. So positive spot. The other positive spot was the guy who was leading off today, who still actually goes 0-4 in the box score. But like, Andrew McCutchen put together some really good at bats. And that one he hit, it's a home run in 28 ballparks.
Yeah, I thought he hit the ball hard today. Really, I thought up until that Cruz home run, he was the one bright spot of the offense.
I agree.
Last at bat, even though he struck out on a backup slider there, it was a good at bat either way. He fouled off a lot of tough pitches. Like him in the leadoff spot. Can't wait to see him hitting fifth or sixth or seventh tomorrow. Because his team is so stupid that they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
If he hits leadoff tomorrow, I might feel a little... If he hits leadoff tomorrow, they're going to win. I'll go out on a limb right now.
I ain't going there.
I am. If he hits leadoff tomorrow, they will win. If he doesn't, they will lose 5-0.
Okay. I'm still not going there. There's my he could hit leadoff. And prime Barry Bonds could come in to town and bat wherever. And I'm still not confident that this team at all facing the Rockies.
Yeah, he'll just
but at any rate, no, I did just want to state that, though. You know, like, he did lead off. We've been talking about why is he not leading off to some level. And it's 0 for 4. I get it's 0 for 4 when you look at the box score. But honestly, it reminded me much of, like, the last before... Who did they play? It was before the Oakland series, whatever that series. Oh, the Brewers, I think. Like, he was – the Oakland series is bad, right? But, like, that week also – like, I mean, his numbers did pick up, but, like, I felt they should have been even better because he was driving the ball a lot before Oakland very well. And today I felt like it was much the same. Again, it's over four in the box score, but he could have had a home run and at least one other hit easily and been 2 for 4 with a home run, which now is a tied game.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we're going to, like, point out a positive here, I guess Andrew McCutchen tonight is kind of
picking
one.
His straws.
He went 0 for 4, and we're speaking of him, like, he had a great day. And granted, I think he did have is. I do think he had good at-bats. I liked what I saw from him. It's just that 2 through 9 were absolutely abysmal and shouldn't see a baseball field for the next, like, 7 weeks. Like, I kind of want to just line him up and push him off the Clemente Bridge.
There's the show. I don't know which was worse. But at any rate,
there's a net down there somewhere.
At any rate, man, it's bad. But again, I guess talking about positives, like Martin Perez did pitch today, kind of continues. He's been a solid pitcher for the Pirates. Like, you can't ask for too much more out of him. I know his 3 runs at the end, like that last inning, he kind of unraveled a little bit. But, I mean, really, really strong to begin with. And, again, you're talking about a guy who pitched seven.
5 2/3, I believe.
Oh, 5 1/3. My bad. It was 5 1/3.
Okay.
Yeah, he gave up 3 runs. But, like, again, like, you don't walk away from that saying, okay, it's 5 1/3, 3 earned runs. We can't come back from this. It's not a great start. I get that. But at the same sense, it's a good enough start. Like, this team is still in the game. That's how we left this. You know, probably one of his worst starts of the year, the team was in the game.
Yeah, he was fine today, I guess. And really up until that sixth inning, he was pretty good, actually. I didn't see much hard contact off of him early on. And if it was hard contact, he was able to keep it on the ground for the most part. It's really what he's done all year. He's just able to keep guys off balance and put together really productive starts for a team that can hit a baseball. Like any other team, and he'd probably be undefeated at this point. I know wins and losses don't matter for pitchers, but this team just can't hit. And I just got to go back to it. Like, he kept them a normal team in the baseball game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Just after that, like, Hunter Shatton comes in 1.2. Horderman comes in. Kyle Nicklaus comes in. I mean, they did their job.
Yeah.
I was impressed by Hunter Shatton. Colin Horderman looked pretty good. Kyle Nicklaus looked decent. Nothing.
I don't know if I was impressed by Hunter Shatton. Like, I didn't. His stuff wasn't very sharp tonight, I don't think, or his command wasn't very sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But his stuff is really good. So there's capabilities there as a major league reliever. And once again, every time we have to talk about Hunter Stratton, I got to give Jim a shout out because he was a dark horse for him. And
you don't have to. You're not obligated to. No, you do not. No. But he's not on the show. He doesn't need to be mentioned.
But like on a positive note to Hunter Stratton is that I don't think the command was very sharp tonight, but he was still able to get outs. Guys like that, when their stuff's, when they have really good stuff, but they're lacking that command and it's the consistency issue, that's what separates you from being a guy with really good stuff that's stuck in the minors and a major league reliever. He was able to show that maybe at some point when the consistency really comes together, he can be a good piece in the bullpen.
Yeah,
still can't hit baseball though.
No. No sandwiches. No hope. We might be banned from YouTube shortly. 4 hits, 12 strikeouts.
There was a net in the river, dang it.
4 hits, 12 strikeouts. Pirates lose 3-2. Anything else that you want to add in here, Ty Ty?
God. We got to do this again tomorrow, so I don't want to waste it all night.
We may be back to do this tomorrow. We're scheduled to. I don't know if we'll have the ability to or not, but we are scheduled to return tomorrow, Tyler and myself. At least it's Jared Jones Day. I'm not saying that's going to cause a win, but at least it's Jared Jones Day. And as we've mentioned, Jared Jones Day is must-see TV. So I'm excited to see Jared. At the very least,
man, tomorrow we won't spend 15 minutes talking about the offense. It'll just be about Jared Jones.
We also might.
Yeah, we might. I don't know. Maybe again, I'll pick a higher bridge tomorrow.
We also might not be able to.
Maybe I'll pick a higher bridge tomorrow.
I'm going to sign up to Kick right now just in case. You can find us on Kick if we're not on YouTube anymore, guys. So with that said,
anything goes on Twitter, we'll be there.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe. No, but for real, we really appreciate you all watching somehow or another, sticking through us, sticking through this team. We'll be back tomorrow if we're allowed. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.